This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition, I am joined by Peak Prosperity co-founder Chris Martinson. Chris is a regular to the broadcast, and he always is a wealth of information. And when we were chatting off mic before recording, I just brought up the topic about Deutsche Bank. It's been in the news throughout this week, and by the end of the week, we got the news that they, it looks like, have come to an agreement with the Department of Justice, lowering that $14 billion, I guess, bill or penalty that was imposed on it down to $5.4 billion. Markets have been volatile, I think, mostly on the news of Deutsche Bank, because earlier in the week, we even heard rumblings that they might even need a bailout by the end of the week or early next week. Chris, there's a lot to cover with this situation. What is your first overall impression of where Deutsche Bank is going?
Well, let's be clear about something. Deutsche Bank started its erosion in stock price where it is even today after today's miraculous rumors, which I'll get to in a minute. It's sitting at less than half what it was in November of 2015. So it's really eroded very badly in just a little over a year. It's lost over 50% of its stock price. And the reason for that is the reason, you know, a stock price goes down like this, particularly in a bank, is that people who are stockholders are worried that somebody like Deutsche Bank will need a capital infusion. So just real quickly, I'm sure your listeners know this, but if they have a market cap of $10 billion and all of a sudden they need to raise $10 billion, it means that you, the existing shareholder, will get diluted by 50%. So whatever your share of dividends were, you know, whatever you thought you were going to get gets cut in half. What they need is they clearly need more capital. That erosion started in November of 2015. As I mentioned, the Department of Justice settlement negotiations were really only announced about a month ago. So whatever's been going on at Deutsche Bank precedes the Department of Justice announcement, and of course that didn't help. The Department of Justice floated a trial balloon and said $14 billion. Obviously, it's going to be a settlement. What do you do in settlements? You talk about it. So there's been some concern, you know, about what the number's going to be. And so today, there was a big upside explosion in the stock price of Deutsche Bank. It started out very badly, down 8.5%. And then all of a sudden, a couple of tweets came along from unverified Twitter accounts that speculated about a rumor of a settlement. And these aren't the normal sources. This isn't like, you know, Bloomberg tweeted about it or something like that. These are a couple of unverified accounts. And next thing you know, there was a pretty big explosion in the stock price that helped rescue Deutsche Bank, actually helped rescue all the markets. What was really interesting was that just a little bit later, AFP, Agence France Presse, came out and confirmed that, I guess, by saying breaking news. They tweeted it out. Deutsche Bank nears $5.4 billion, very precise number, U.S. settlement over mortgage bonds. They didn't cite that. And my tweet back to AFP was, please tell me you didn't just run with those unconfirmed Twitter rumors that were put out by a couple of traders. So we don't have clarity on this yet. I haven't seen a confirmed source yet that I trust. This looks like a little bit of rumoring, and you know, you get a big explosion in the stock price of a company that's been heavily shorted, like Deutsche Bank, by a lot of big players who are thinking it's going to go lower. And then a rumor like this comes out on a Friday, and you sometimes get these reversals.
At the end of Q3, too, something else to consider. And one other aspect that I think we should discuss, which is, I think, the overwhelming issue with Deutsche Bank is they're in trouble, whether they need to pay $5.4 billion, whether they need to pay $14 billion. As you mentioned, their stock was in free fall before this news came out and before this Department of Justice fine came out. Do you think that even with Merkel saying no plans are in the works to save this bank, do you still think that there will be eventually some sort of bailout, some sort of capital infusion from either a central bank or the German government?
Well, there's going to have to be some sort of a rescue. Today we had a little mini rumor rescue. These are good. These are tasty. They're fun. What rumor rescues buy you is time. So, you know, we might see a 2-3 day, maybe a week long, you know, reversal in DB's stock price fortune. This doesn't change, as you were saying, the underlying problems, which is this is a really troubled bank, has been for a long time. And by the way, there are many others in Europe that are also just as troubled. But let's pick on DB for a second, Deutsche Bank. The problem here, Corey, is that politically it's going to be almost impossible for either the Bundesbank, the German government itself, or the ECB to bail out Deutsche Bank. They'll need it, but it's going to be hard for them to do politically because they've just spent 3 years punishing the people of Greece because they're like, hey, you know, we can't come up with 30 billion euros for you Greek people. So they're starving, they're committing suicide, businesses are closing. Optically, it's going to be very hard for them to say, oh, but this bank that played reckless, fast and loose got in a little trouble. We got to bail them out. When you're actually destroying people's lives but constantly bailing out failed institutions, I think politically they're at the end of their rope for this one. So now they have to default into the bail-in provisions that exist. These have never been tried on an institution as large as Deutsche Bank. This is a systemically important institution. It has derivative portfolio of about $45 trillion notional, but we don't know what that's actually worth. Here's the problem. If Deutsche Bank goes under, all the counterparties who thought they had secured bets with Deutsche Bank on the backside, and Deutsche Bank is no longer on the backside, a lot of things unravel very quickly. Nobody wants to see that happen. Guess what? Push comes to shove, yes, whether it's the German government, the Bundesbank, or the ECB, they'll have to say, hey, so sorry about the optics on this one, now's always a terrible time to let an institution fail like this. So they'll bail them out. The question is, you know, what that will look like and how deep into the equity and then the bond structure they're going to make the investors and holders of the Deutsche Bank company, how much they'll make them pay before they pony up taxpayer money.
And I think that is the biggest concept that people need to consider because, well, quite frankly, history does repeat itself. And in that sense, there probably will be some sort of a bailout or some sort of assistance given. But from an investment standpoint, this does put fear into some investors' heads. We've seen quite significant outflows, not just customer-wise, but also investment-wise, out of the bank. What do you think the trickle over is here, Chris, and what can investors do to protect themselves if we do start to continue to see a loss of faith in some of these big banks?
What investors need to do right away is take advantage of Google search and constrain it to the period between, oh, let's say May 2008 and December 2008 and look up the word Lehman. Because what we're seeing with Deutsche Bank is following that script exactly. You're seeing all of these erosions in Lehman's stock price over time. There's rumor after rumor. They cause these little temporary bounces. There's lots of assurances that everything's fine. There's no liquidity trouble. The bank has plenty of capital. It could always raise more capital if it wants, and then boom, it's gone. The parallels here are really eerie. So my advice to anybody who's an investor, first of all, if you have money in Deutsche Bank, shame on you. Get it out, right? And lots of people have started to do that. But secondarily, for people who don't think they're exposed to Deutsche Bank, think again. Because again, if Deutsche Bank goes down, this is a systemically important bank. That's a euphemism for if it goes down, it tips over a lot of other dominoes. And as I alluded to, we could take a look at other share prices of other European money center banks and discover that there's something just as bad going on there in the UK, in France, in Italy, you name it, some really ugly looking charts there. So they're all connected, and I don't think there's any way for one of them to go down without dragging a bunch of the rest of them down. And if that happens, it's really hard to predict, you know, specifically what will happen, but we will see a market turmoil that will make 2008 look like a walk in the park.
Well, I think we both agree that nothing good would come out of a big bank like that failing when you consider the crossover to the other banks and, quite frankly, just how much Europe, the European Union in general, is struggling when you do start to see almost a complete breakdown of the banking system, because Deutsche Bank isn't even in the worst shape compared to some of the stock moves, at least, of the other banks in Europe. When you do start to see a banking system like that start to essentially implode, well, then you're going to see waves hit not only the political sphere, but also stretch into other countries. And that is something why I think this story is very important and does need to be followed by investors around the world. Chris, thank you for your time. Everyone go check out Chris's website and stick around. We're going to be right back with Dana Lyons.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly-flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. Now we're talking with fund manager Dana Lyons, based out of Chicago, a regular guest on this show. Dana has a great free blog website and also a membership side of the site called my401kpro.com. Dana, I want to talk about the U.S. markets right now and this uptrend line that we can I see one even on the weekly chart, but there's one on the daily chart where the S&P has been bouncing off. Even the NYSE has been bouncing off. Can you please provide our listeners with some insights into the relevance here?
Yeah, sure, Corey. Trend lines are one of the easiest techniques for a chartist to track, and for a lot of people it seems too simplistic until you get to a situation like we're in right now where we have all manners of equity indices, in the U.S. at least, that are precisely bouncing off the uptrend lines, stemming from the January and February lows, whether you're talking about the, as you mentioned, the NYSE composite, the Dow, the S&P, the S&P mid-cap, all matters of indices are still treading that uptrend line, which basically defines the uptrend since February. So it's kind of hard to, at this point, to call that, you know, random movement or voodoo technicals or anything like that. So it's kind of defining the short-term determination of where prices are going to go. So in our view, the more the trend lines get tested, and they've been tested a lot this month, the more likely it is that they're going to break. So our view is that those trend line tests, combined with other factors that we're monitoring, suggest that they're going to eventually break, and we're going to have probably more of a significant correction or volatility to come before, you know, the uptrend is resumed. It doesn't necessarily mean the bull market's over, the post-February rally is over, but it means probably once these trend lines are taken out, you know, the trajectory of the uptrend is going to be a little more shallow, and there's probably going to be some work to be done on the downside to get us in the position where we can launch another leg of the rally, perhaps.
Well, the formation that I am seeing, or the term I like for it to be called, is this rolling over that we're starting to see in the markets, or have been seeing for the last about 5 weeks. Dana, before we get into some of your levels that you're looking at, what are some of these other factors that you said are coming into play that are showing you there is some weakness in the markets?
Most significantly would be our proprietary risk model that we use. It's a combination of factors involving market breadth, momentum, money flows, kind of dumb money versus smart money indicators, and in combination, it combines to put together this risk model that basically tells us, as best as we can determine, which direction the broad overall market is heading, because we want to be on the side of the broad market. Studies have shown that 70 to 80% of the direction of a stock is going to be determined by the direction of the overall market. So we want to stay on that side. And based on our work, we're seeing momentum and breadth measures that have been pretty positive ever since our model turned positive in late February. They're starting to roll over, like you mentioned, and despite the fact that there's, you know, pretty good price action in a lot of the areas of the market still, in the background, this risk model is suggesting that, you know, momentum, breadth, things are getting a little bit tired and starting to roll over here. So those, combined with also factors like we've discussed, the sentiment picture over the last month or so that got really overheated towards the end of August, and was relieved a little bit in the early sell-off in early September. But we saw after the Fed, importantly, we saw after the Fed meeting last week that traders got super comfortable with stocks again really quickly after that meeting. So I think it's people need to get shaken out a little bit more from a sentiment perspective before a durable bottom is put in. And of course, you also have seasonality. You know, September is the worst month of the year, but October has traditionally the worst drawdown intra-month of any month during the year. So we have a number of factors that in combination have us leaning bearish right now.
Okay, Dana, can you share some of these levels that you will be looking at for the S&P on a recent pullback where you think it could stop out at?
Well, one obvious level would be the lows that we hit in the early September pullback. a test of those lows would not be surprising around, you know, the 2120 level. Not coincidentally, the uptrend line from the February lows and connecting the Brexit lows are the trend line is intersecting around that 2120 area right now. In addition, that also obviously marks the spot where the S&P 500 broke out in July above the former 12-month high. So that would be the first obvious point, and that's not too far below. If we break there, which again, it would not surprise me to see that eventually. The next spot we're looking at is down around 2050 to 2070. So we could probably see a quick flush down to there, and then we'll address the nature of the decline and see how likely we are to stop there, or maybe it transpires into something more serious. We'll just have to watch the nature of that decline.
Okay, Dana, our audience does like hearing a quick little synopsis on gold. Where do you stand on the precious metals right now?
Well, we've been of the mind, I think, like you, Corey, during the summer months that, you know, we're consolidating that great rally we had in off the January-February lows. So we're constructive on precious metals and on the miners as well. We just needed to digest and consolidate that big rally we had, and we've done that nicely. Whether we've done it enough, I'm not sure. I wouldn't be surprised. If I'm a long-term gold bug, I don't mind putting some of the work here on the long side. I also wouldn't be surprised to see another flush lower to shake some people out. The futures commitment of traders positioning is still a little bit overloaded to the short side as far as the commercial hedgers, so I'd like to see that alleviated a little bit before getting too aggressive on the next upleg in gold and gold miners. But we are constructive, and I don't think it's done anything wrong so far as if you're a gold bug.
Dana, I always appreciate your technical insights. I go to your website pretty much every day to get a feeling of what you are writing about. I recommend everybody else doing that. Dana, appreciate your time. Everybody stick around. I will be coming right back with Joe Mazumdar to discuss what he and Brent are doing inside the Exploration Insights portfolio.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're chatting right now with Joe Mazumdar. Joe is a co-worker of Brent Cook's. Brent is a guy who I've known for an awful lot of years, probably 20, 25 almost. I have nothing but admiration and confidence in everything that Brent says, and now that Joe has joined him, the team is just even better. Exploration Insights is their newsletter. Exploration Insights is a recap of companies that Joe and Brent are actually invested in, and they explain why they're invested in them. They are a great source for unbiased information. Joe, we were chatting off mic, and you were saying that right now you guys are getting away from the senior producers and starting to look more at smaller companies right now. Is that something that you think investors ought to be doing?
Well, I mean, the focus of our letter is junior companies, but in the latter part of last year, we were buying junior producers because there was no liquidity, the financing risk was too high for the explorers at that point. But as the market has improved and the financing risk had abated, up to potentially, 9 months into 2016, we found that the producers no longer offered us the kind of return we were looking for. We had our successes through luck and good work, I guess, with Claude and Lakeshore, and then we were seeing success with the explorers and advanced explorers with Kaminak and Reservoir. But now in terms of how the market has moved, especially in the North American market, everything's gone up so much. I mean, the GDXJ has gone up 150-odd%, such that that's your benchmark. If you can't beat that, you're underperforming. So we've had to go and look for plays, and between you and your subscribers and our own subscribers, we find it more difficult to find things that we can basically say that these things are going to go up in this current environment. And the gold price is up, but it isn't up enough to justify some of the valuations for these marginal projects that, have more than doubled in price.
Well, Joe, the fact of the matter is some even junior companies have done very well recently, just in this year. And you are right, some of the valuations, I can understand why investors would struggle to get into certain plays. But I think the mentality that we were talking off mic that you and Brent are taking is important and is a mentality that many investors should have. And it's looking for companies that will be the next level buyouts by some of the major producers. So you're putting yourself in the mindset of the major producers and saying, what are these guys looking for? And from some of your conversations, what do you think they're looking for?
Well, I mean, I was at Beaver Creek a couple of weeks ago. I didn't go to the gold show, but at Beaver Creek, what we saw was there was a lot more people attending. There was probably a 60% increase in attendees, not including companies, just the attendees going to see the companies. And what I'd noticed, as I used to work for some major companies, a lot more of their corporate development people, whether it was your Goldcorp, Agnico, you know, Newmont, Barrick, what have you, they were all there looking at these junior companies because a lot of these companies had cut exploration so much in the past 3 years as they were trying to, you know, show decentralization, trying to lower their cost bases going forward. The first thing that's always happened in, you know, my plus 20 years has always been cutting exploration. That has happened. And now they don't have very much exploration to talk to their investors about. So what they're looking for is district-scale land packages with geological analogs that, you know, with respect to deposits they would be interested in. And those are rare for them. And also some of them want them in safe geopolitical risk jurisdictions, which are obviously even rarer. And probably that's what's underpinning some of the valuations we've seen with these marginal assets, some of them, in good jurisdictions. They're getting a significant premium. Whether that's justified or not is a question, but in terms of what the majors are looking for, there are those that will not look beyond certain countries. Goldcorp pointed out that there's countries they avoid totally. And everyone has a different suitor-specific need. Like Kinross has been operating in Russia a long time and has put 4 mines in operations with no issues. And what they say, and we do not disagree with this, that to find high-grade quality deposits in safe jurisdictions is next to impossible.
So what you're saying, in essence, is you're looking for very, very solid project generators right now. Is that correct?
Yes, because, I mean, in the end, and we've said this before, is that in these volatile markets, and if we all agree that one thing that's, we can't predict what the gold price is going to be because there's so many things that impact it, but if we can basically say that it's going to be volatile, which I definitely believe in, we're trying to protect our downside by having a project that if it goes down, we will buy more of it. We won't run for the exit.
Joe, do you guys have a certain, let's say, cutoff point in terms of the current size of properties that you look at? Like, do you want to see 1,000,000 ounces of, say, gold in the ground or even higher, quantities of gold in the ground at, obviously, certain economical grades?
What we're looking for is, because we're going even farther down cap, we're looking for the $25, $30 million market cap companies with land packages and maybe $3 to $5 million to do exploration. But what they're looking for, the geological analog that they're looking for, is a deposit that would interest a bigger company. We are not interested in these companies or these management teams advancing the project to a PEA or a PFS or a feasibility study and look for financing and funding it into development. That's definitely not what we're interested in. What we are interested in these companies with the quality projects that get joint ventures with majors and take them forward that way. Because a lot of these exploration plays are 3 to 5 years at least. You know, what we see is a paucity of quality projects, and the majors see the same issue.
Joe, what have you found so far?
In terms of the lower geopolitical risk jurisdiction projects that we have, we still like projects like Gold Road in Western Australia. I mean, they're advancing their project, mind you, but it's a district-scale land package in a safe jurisdiction of Western Australia. And what we found is that we're still holding some companies that are actually producers just because we think that they're still takeout targets, like Richmont Mines. They've gone up quite a bit, but in terms of what's happened with Claude and Lakeshore, and we've seen what's happened with Westone, these low political risk jurisdiction companies that are generating cash flow, you know, warrant potentially a big premium in this market and still attract it. But, you know, we've been looking at district scale plays, and sometimes we've had to go off exchange, meaning North American exchange, to find them. You know, one of the companies that we've looked at was Bury Gold, which is ASX listed, and got a big district scale land package. Not as big as we'd like, but it's right near Kibali, which is a low grade, big volume gold deposit in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Not for everybody, but in terms of the management team, they were the ones that actually put, sold Kibali to Randgold and Ashanti. So you really want those teams with the relevant experience, not only in the jurisdiction, but have that past history of success.
You know, I hate to ask you this question because we're down to 30 seconds. Just very quickly, tell us why you're comfortable in Africa, in the DMC.
In the DRC?
DRC.
Yeah, and a comfort level is a risk versus reward sort of feature. So we're looking for, you know, conceptually an elephant. We're willing to take that risk given the market cap of the company, and we feel that the de-risking is there somewhat with the management team that's already been there for a couple of decades. We're not have a management team that just walked into the DRC. They've actually been there and have a history of success of finding deposits that have been sold to majors.
Okay, there you have it from Joe Mazumdar. Joe is, as I said, affiliated with Exploration Insights, a great source of information. Click on their banner on our website under the section Favorite Sites. It's a good one.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here to wrap up what I think has been just a fantastic weekend edition of the KE Report. We've covered a lot of topics, and we're going to continue to stick with gold in this final topic. I am joined by a favorite guest of mine, Ronald Peter Stofferle, based out of Austria, managing partner at Incrementum. Ronnie, you recently sent me a document, essentially 50 slides for the gold bulls. It includes charts and conclusions for this year's gold report from Incrementum. I wanted to take a look at some of these slides. I will be posting the slides below this interview and get more or less your breakdown even further of what you think investors should be doing and, in general, the financial markets that we are dealing with. One comment that caught my eyes immediately when I opened up this document was on slide 2. It simply says, due to structural over-indebtedness and the resulting addiction to low/negative real interest rates, we believe that the traditional approach to financial markets and asset management is no longer beneficial for investors. Ronnie, if you don't mind, please explain what you mean by this comment.
Absolutely, Corey. Thanks for being on the show again. Always a pleasure. Well, we just published a chart book that is based on our annual In Gold We Trust report, where we're showing, from our point of view, the 50 most interesting facts and charts of the report. And what you mentioned before, it's basically our some sort of a mission statement. It's our conviction. And from our point of view, we're not in a cyclical crisis, we're in a systemic crisis. And as you know, I'm not only from Austria, I very much adhere to the Austrian School of Economics, and I think it's really beneficiary to learn about those schools from the Austrian school, those views based on the Austrian school, because for some reason, Keynesians and monetarists, they actually don't care about our monetary system. For them, it's just a given. And from my point of view, we're clearly in a crisis of our monetary system. And this crisis basically started in August 1971. And now we are some sort of the, in the end game of this monetary crisis. And As we all know, financial markets these days, they are so dependent on central bank policies. It seems that market participants are only discussing what the Fed will do next and if they're going to hike rates, those ridiculous 25 basis points, or if they go lower, if they will introduce QE4 or negative rates, whatever. But nobody is really talking about, you know, business models, valuations, and so on. And this clearly shows that we're so dependent on cheap liquidity, on central bank stimulation, and that's a clear sign that we're not in a bit longer cyclical crisis, but in a crisis of our monetary system. And therefore, I think this Austrian view is, for every investor, it's really crucial. And therefore, we in our portfolios, in our funds that we are managing, we always try to understand the big picture and then work on different scenarios. Because the Austrian school actually is very modest when it comes to forecasting. It basically says it's impossible to make accurate forecasts, but you can prepare for specific scenarios.
Well, Ronnie, one thing that we've talked about a lot is the disconnect between the financial markets and the economy. And I think that lends a hand to what you're talking about, that investors are so focused on what the Fed is going to do that they are distracted from what's going on in the economy. And you have a very interesting chart on slide 8 that talks about judging the current economic situation and looking at the U.S. economic expansions after World War II. You break down, there's a big list here, maybe about 10 or 11 different expansionary periods. And the current one that we are in, which started in July 9th, it's the weakest on record. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I think we're already on the way down. So at the beginning of the year, we said the U.S. will enter recession end of 2016, perhaps beginning of 2017. But don't get me wrong. A recession is something normal within a cycle. It's actually something really, really healthy within the cycle. Of course, at the moment, the recovery, it has been extremely shallow, and therefore it can last much longer than a normal recovery. But I think there's quite a lot of signs that economic expansion is kind of cooling off already. We are seeing it when it comes to tax receipts, for example. ISM indices are trending lower. Crucial factor will be inflation. As you know, inflation is our main topic in our investment process. And we are seeing since March from our incremental inflation signal, we're seeing strongly rising inflation. We also have the confirmation, for example, by the sticky CPI index. We'll see that the base effect will be kicking in the next few weeks and months. So from my point of view, inflation might really be the trigger for a recession. Therefore, we all know what politicians and central bankers will do as soon as we officially enter a recession and as soon as economic numbers are cooling off dramatically. They will, of course, intervene. We all know that the Fed and all central banks all over the globe, basically, they painted themselves into a corner. So there's not too much room to stimulate the economy from a monetary point of view. But I think that still there's much more in the toolbox of central bankers, and therefore we should really expect massive further interventions as soon as recession fears are kicking in. And this is probably the time when gold really starts picking up in momentum.
Now let's talk about gold, because I do agree with you, Ronnie. The Fed and other central banks do have different tools in their toolkit. One interesting point about this presentation or slides that you issued was how the normalization narrative made gold appear weaker than it actually was. And it talks about the world gold price and the gold price in U.S. dollars. There's a disconnect that as really been prevalent since around 2013, 2014. What do you have to say about that? Will the U.S. gold price essentially catch up to the world gold price?
Well, I'm not bullish on the U.S. dollar, I have to say. And we should not forget that gold made its lows in many other currencies much before it made its low December 2015 in U.S. dollar terms. So actually, in many other currencies, gold was already rising when the whole world was kind of freaking out about the collapsing gold price end of last year. So now we're, you know, since the beginning of the year, we're up 25% in dollar terms. We're up 21% in euro terms, 41% in British pound terms. I mean, that's the 1 year performance, or the year to date performance. Yeah, it's incredible. And you can also see on slide 20, on average, in all those different currencies, gold was rising by 10.8% since 2001 per year. So I think gold had a tremendous run. It's probably the best performing asset class or let's say currency since 2001. And we have seen last year the whole world was still focused on the US dollar price of gold. And of course, the flip side of a strong dollar is weak commodities, also weak emerging markets, and a weaker gold price. Let's not forget that this narrative that prevailed last year was that the Fed is starting an interest rate cycle, that they will hike rates four times in 2016. Now we are almost October 2016, and it hasn't raised interest rates at all. I think they won't raise this year, not in December.
Unfortunately, we are out of time on this weekend show. Ronnie and I did continue our conversation for about another 10 minutes. If you want to listen to that full interview, come on the website, kereport.com, click on the weekend show, and follow the link to Ronnie's interview. I hope everyone enjoyed this weekend show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.